AircheckDownloads.com. American
Top 40. We're coming to you from Hollywood. Here's the group who now have 17 top 40 hits since they first charted back in 1978. And their 17th is at number 30 this week. It's Journey with I'll Be All Right Without You. I've been thinking about that was Journey and I'll Be All Right Without You, the follow-up to last year's Girl Can't Help It. It's number 30 this week. 2 weeks ago, it peaked at number 14. You're listening to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. Now, my story of the boy who had to make a choice between an $80,000 car or his favorite rock group. It happened in the early 1970s in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, we don't know his name, but I've got the story. His father was a wealthy executive in the oil business. The boy was graduating from high school, and his generous father told him that he could have either of two presents, a brand new Rolls Royce or a big party featuring live music by the band of his choice. Well, the graduate thought about it, and he picked the party. And the band that he wanted was an up-and-coming group that already had a few hits under their belt, a group called Chicago. But when the boy's father called Chicago's manager, the answer he got was no, the group doesn't play parties. Now, keep in mind that at this time, Chicago wasn't yet a big concert attraction. The father said he'd pay $10,000. Chicago's manager still said no. The father offered $15,000. Another no. $20,000. Again, no. Finally, the father offered $30,000. And the manager said he'd talk to the band. Well, Chicago took the job. They played the private high school graduation party in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And drummer Dan Serafin recalls it was quite an event. He says, "We played in the backyard of their estate to a select group of maybe 100 people. But the whole neighborhood turned out. The streets and the branches of the trees were just filled with kids. We'd finish a song and you'd hear applause coming from the entire neighborhood." End of quote. Well, these days, Chicago don't play parties, except maybe their own, and they've got a lot to party about. This is their 28th time in the top 40. Here's Chicago, and Will You Still Love Me? Will You Still Love Me by Chicago, their number 3 smash, down to number 29 this week on American Top 40 as the countdown continues. Casey's Coast to Coast. We're on our way to the number one song in the USA.
Number 28.
The Georgia Satellites with their first hit, a recent number 2 smash called Keep Your Hands to Yourself. The Georgia Satellites with Keep Your Hands to Yourself, the first hit for the four rock and rollers from Atlanta, fallen from 16 to 28 this week. You're listening to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. At number 27 is another four-piece band, Four Women, and their latest is the fourth top 40 hit from the album called Different Life. Following a step behind Manic Monday, If She Knew What She Wants and Walk Like an Egyptian is the Bangles' latest hit, Walking Down Your Street. Walking Down Your Street by the group from the city where everybody drives, the Bangles from L.A. Their fourth top 40 hit takes 5 steps up this week to number 27. Coming up, an American Top 40 Extra. The first hit song using rap ever to hit number 1. And the rapper was a woman. A blonde woman.
The hits from coast to coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.